Next up, we have Eric Schulman. Eric is going to talk to us. Eric is from Fish and Richardson in Redwood City, and I'm trying to see if we have. There's Eric. Okay, excellent. I'm online. Eric's going to talk about license on transfer network, and amongst his accolades, Eric serves currently on the advisory board for the License on Transfer Network, so I think he's very close to the issue and look forward to hearing what he has to say to us.
Well, thanks very much for that introduction. Appreciate it. And thrilled to be with y'all. Sorry I'm not there in person. The License on Transfer Network is something that I founded and created when I was back at Google about 10 years ago now. It's an organization that reduces the patent assertion entity problem for its members. What I'm hoping to do is talk through it very quickly. I imagine many of you are familiar with it, and then just sort of talk about a couple of new ideas related to the license on transfer program that could be applicable to the artificial intelligence setting. So this first image is just sort of a fun image to give you the vibe of the License on Transfer Network is a collaborative organization, and also this hopefully communicates the network effect aspect of it. So first, I'm going to sort of take you back in time. I joined Google back in 2005 and was there for about a decade. And when I first got there, as you can see on the red box on the left, patent assertion entity suits represented less than 20% of all patent litigation. By around 2010, I'd taken, I wore a bunch of different hats when I was there. And one of the hats I took on was running the patent licensing program. And that was around 2009, 2010. And then, I was sort of tasked with figuring out how to address sort of some of these challenges of patent litigation at scale. And I think when I was there, something like 100, this company had something like 120 active litigations at the time. As I looked at it, the vast majority, something like 70 to 80% of those were patent assertion entity suits. And you can sort of see that in the red box on the right as the light blue represents patent assertion entity suits. And so they were growing dramatically. So the question is how to deal with this at scale. And as I dug into it, I saw some interesting aspects that the vast majority of the patents that were being used by the patent assertion entities were coming from operating companies. And that sort of makes sense, right? You have defunct operating companies or distressed companies that need cash. You might have a changed business model or operating companies might divest patents either for revenue share or to offset their carrying costs of having large portfolios. So it sort of made sense that there would be a lot of patents being sold out from the operating companies. The other aspects that I wasn't as familiar with as I dug into this is how high the transaction costs were. So in aggregate, if you looked at how much money the sellers were getting as a percentage of how much money was being extracted from the community, it was only about 5 or 10%. So it's sort of like I sell you a patent for, for 5 cents and then, or for 5 cents and then until you have, I sell you a patent for a dollar and then require you to take it back for 5 cents. That was basically the deal. It was just not a great deal for the community. And it makes sense because if you think about, the average cost of litigation is quite high. It's in the millions, right? And the average cost for a U.S. patent sale is in the 100,000 range. So, 200,000 range. The transaction might make sense in the individual situation, but when you look at it in the aggregate, it wasn't making a lot of sense. Another interesting aspect is that that a lot of small companies are actually getting hit with these patent assertion entity suits, those can obviously be super disruptive for small companies because can lead to not hiring folks or really disrupting product plans. So, what's an operating company to do? Well, obviously just deal with it on an individual basis and try and battle the lawsuits. Or you can try and pursue, as a company, you can try and pursue legislation. But the legislation obviously takes a long time and there's a variety of interests in the community. So, that wasn't really leading to a completely satisfactory situation.